You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He is
good. Yes, He is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is
good. The love of Jesus has changed my life. I've seen His beauty and heard His word. Oh,
On Sunday, October 11th, 2020, my wife Myra and I had the honor of hosting a live stream of Adoration Sunday service with Mac and Myra, with our very special guests, Paul and Jamila Davis, and family. Things went so well that we wanted to share it again on tonight's program. The music you are hearing behind me is a song Jamila wrote and recorded called Lamb of God from her project Alone in the Chapel. Enjoy the music and our time with the Davis family as they discuss Christian family life during COVID. God bless.
Father and our God, we thank you on this Sunday afternoon for always loving on us, for caring about us, for directing us, for leading us. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you as sovereign God, almighty, and definitely no other God could ever exceed your glory. We stand in your presence, O Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we thank you for the precious gift of Jesus Christ that you willingly gave to the world, that we may receive the benefits of everything that the kingdom has to offer if we simply believe. And so even now, O God, as we are going into our service, may you be glorified in all the earth. Oh God, may those whose hearts have been hardened towards you, towards society, may those hearts, oh God, be pricked and comforted and open to receive the love and beauty of your holiness. Oh God, we lift up in prayer all those who are dealing with the effects of COVID. We thank you, O God, that in the midst of the pandemic, you have been mighty to save, mighty to heal, and mighty to let us know that we, as your children, will always be taken care of. When we make our provision, you, O God. So, Lord God, with whatever portion that you have determined to pour out on this earth, may we be in line to receive everything that you have for us. And may others, O God, that are currently not a part of the family of Christ Jesus, be included, be just reconciled into the household of faith. Oh God, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the lives of all those that don't know you, that they may be saved, that they may be healed, that they may be delivered, that they may be made free, because your word has said that they who the Son is set free is free indeed. And let your freedom reign upon the earth, O God. And may we be the recipients of all of your glory. We thank you for the Davis family who is joining us this evening. We thank you for their willingness to be a part of this experience. May they be blessed, O God, in every endeavor. May they be fortified in faith. And may their children know that you are God and there is none other. And may their lives and the lives that they affect understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to your name, O God. You are worthy to be praised. Well, here we are again. It's another Sunday afternoon, sitting here with Sugar Cookie and just ready and excited for what God has in store for us today. It has been a wonderful week in ministry, a wonderful week in just having the opportunity to share, even to last night, where we were able to entertain a group of young people right in our home. Don't worry, socially distanced, but able to hear what's going on from their perspective and to be able to respond and talk about these things from a Christian perspective, to just continue to grow and to build upon our faith. And so I'm really excited about our future, really, you know, from some of the conversations that we have had. And so without further ado, you know what's getting ready to happen, guys. You know, Sugar Cookie, a.k.a. Myra, because I think they're starting to know you more, Sugar Cookie, now. But we're going to give Myra's moment that we know will bless you guys. I want to quiet this music down so that you can hear her properly. All right, my dear, you ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right, let me just kind of quiet this down. I'm playing engineer and host, so bear with me. There we go.
I've been noticing some comments on Facebook and things I've heard, and I was thinking about it this week, and I was asking the Lord to give me some perspective on it from a Christian perspective. For example, you hear the phrase, the black is king, and then I saw a notice about black women are the pillar of the strength in America. Together we will move mountains. And then there's that phrase about white privilege. So it's just not black. But it's, to me, it sounded contrary to Christianity. It's like putting forth that I am it. It's all about me and I have power. But there's no basis in the power. There's no relationship to who is all powerful. So I went to, the Lord led me to Ephesians 5:29, which says, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. And that's an example of it. Black is king. I'm all this. But it ends with, just as the Lord does the church. But where is God in these comments? It's like, it's all about me. It has nothing to do with him. And then when you think about the world, it says in 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And I'm hearing in these phrases, pride, you know, I'm all this. I can, you know, as it says here, we will move mountains. We're the pillar, we're the fountain, we're the things that are holding America together. We have this ability to do this, but there's no reference to Christ. And some of these people may not be Christians, but unfortunately, a lot of Christians accept these statements as, that's about me. That's what I'm, you know, that's who I am. I'm black, I'm white, I can do this. I, you know, based on cultural things and based on their own individual pride. That's all it is. It's pride. It has nothing to do with Jesus. But I remember in Isaiah, I'm Old Testament. I love Old Testament. In Isaiah 43, the Lord is speaking through the prophet Isaiah to the chosen people, Israel. And he says, my chosen, this people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. And you might say, well, he's talking to the Jews. But if you look to John 15, 16, Jesus says, now we're talking about God through Isaiah, says he's chose these people. But we know that the tribe of Israel turned away. They didn't accept everything God has spoken of, which was Jesus as their Messiah. They only believe in God, but they haven't accepted Jesus. But Jesus has said in John 15, get ready to say Spanish. Jesus said, John 15, 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Now, what is that fruit? I hear in these phrases, it's what I'm going to do. Are you bringing peace? Or are you bringing conflict? Are you bringing separation? If you say black is king, and black women can do this, and then you hear the phrase, I have this white privilege, where's the cohesiveness? Where's the unity? Where's the oneness? The word of God does not separate people. He says, I have chosen you. That's the big you. He's chosen all of us. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's everyone that chooses him. So when we're separated like that, when we make those kind of statements, it's not about him, it's about us. But I love it. Psalms 139:14 says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. We are. There's nothing wrong with that. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Every one of us. Marvelous are your works. But with that makeup that we have that is so beautiful and so wonderful, we must acknowledge that it's God who made us, it's God who chose us, and that my soul knows well. Do we really experience him in such a way in our lives that it's evident that when we speak, we're speaking because of him? In Spanish, we speak, well, I'll see you tomorrow if God permits. It's like everything is, it's just cultural in a lot of ways. It's not, you know, probably not as meaningful as I want it to be, but because people say it all the time. But do we respond and do we live our lives in a way that exemplifies that, yes, I am doing this, but it's in the power of God? Is it evident that Jesus is teaching me how to communicate, how to bring reconciliation? It's Jesus, the most important part of my life, that even in my advocacy, even in my job, even in my relationships, and if I'm a political person, am I expressing the love of Christ even when I have to deal with conflicts? Is he in the midst of this? Or is it all about me and my culture or my ideas and what I've learned in school, and it's been all separated from anything that has to do with the Lord Jesus Christ? I think we need to be very cognizant of it. And it's not necessarily the people who are not saved. I'm talking to Christians. Because with social media, there's nothing hidden anymore. And for some reason, people think I can say anything I want. They're bearing their souls and they're really showing exactly what's in their heart. I won't say everyone, because I've read some beautiful responses to things and I'm thankful for that. But unfortunately, the majority of it has not been as loving or Christ-centered as it should be from people who say, I'm a Christian. So we need to think about, you know, how are we projecting? How are we being used? Because we've been chosen as Christians that our fruit will remain. And what fruit are we, you know, what fruit is evident in our lives? Conflicts, divisions, that's not fruit. Corruption, that's not fruit. But when we have that reconciliation amongst ourselves and Christ is the foundation, he can do it. He can do that. Nothing's impossible with him. So I just say all this for us to be cognizant in our marriages. I forgot to even mention that. In our marriages, in our families, in all our relationships, are we walking in the things that God would want us to do through the power and through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit? We have everything, 1 Peter says, is we have everything that would enable us to live a life that's pleasing to God. But are we looking to those things? Are we delving in the Word? Are we taking time to pray as we start our day off, to ask God to lead us and guide us in whatever things that are coming up? It's very important. Don't leave him behind. Because if we do, we're going to be out there without an anchor, without a hope. And we are so blessed, because I always say this, you know, when we are faithless, he is faithful. Mm. So there's always an opportunity to say, "For God, forgive me for what I'm thinking, for what I'm planning, for where, with the direction I'm going. I need to turn around and come back to my first love. And to honor you with everything that's in me, no matter what the crowd is doing. I want to be honorable to you. I want to glorify your name in everything I do." So bless the Lord. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Amen. And just to briefly piggyback on some of the things that Myra shared, as I've said on many occasions, we talk quite a bit about just the things going on in our world. And a lot of even what she shared today was birthed out of some conversations that we have had, just talking about how disappointed we've been with Christians during this time. We're right around the elections and we have candidates that are we're going to have to make some decisions on. And again, we don't advocate making any kind of particular selection per se, but what we have been talking about is the nature of people and the hostility that has taken place in our world, and the name calling and backbiting, not from the world per se, but from Christians. And I have numerous accounts of pastors that I know that are saying some things that would qualify as hate speech. And so, to my wife's point, you know, what happened to, you know, that heart of worship? What happened to, where's Jesus Christ and everything that we're sharing? And even to the message that I shared last week, can the Holy Spirit live in a messed up vessel? Can he even do his marvelous work when we're spewing out things that are so negative and so hateful towards people that were made by God, just like us? So thank you, my dear, for sharing. And The great thing about today, honestly, guys, is that I don't have to work. I don't have to share a message. I don't even have to sing, because we have a special treat for you, something that I have been wanting to do ever since we started doing things in this format. And so as I begin to introduce this beautiful family, I have known Paul Davis and Jamila Davis. At the time that I met her, she was Jamila King, but I got to meet them and connect with them in all places in the Democratic Republic of Congo's mission trip that we were involved with, and I just got to know both of them in a special way, and that was in 2007. Actually, we really met in 2006, just preparing for that trip. But now this has grown into a marvelous relationship that has culminated itself in the two of them getting married, and even better, producing two of the most beautiful children that I can think of in Kyla and Aisha. And so I'm going to get ready to bring them on, beloveds, for all of you that are looking now and will look later. I just want to introduce the Davis family. I'm getting ready to bring them on screen. And let's see. Let's get them here. Let's see. Where are we here? All right. My technology is, there we go, there we go. Yes.
Thank you, baby. Hi.
Welcome to our adoration. Hey.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah, we're to have you, you know, like, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, no, we're just saying we're doing well. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you just wait. Okay. Yes. Well, look, guys, this is no time for us to act like we don't know who we are. So
that's
for,
right.
For our listening audience, that's right. So, you know, if when I'm referring to Paul Davis, I might call him PD.
There's nothing wrong with
him. I've been doing for years. And his wife, Jamila, I will probably call her Jay. And then we have our beautiful ladies, Aisha and Kyla. I love you guys. We love you guys so much. And so we just wanted to get you on here to be able to share and to bless our audience. It is so good. Is there anything that you guys just want to say just to open us up a bit?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks again for having us on. And our hearts definitely go out to all the families that have been affected, you know, by COVID-19. We are in some very trying times right now in our nation. And, you know, it's just important for all of us to just, especially as believers, to band together and to be in prayer and to just focus on the Lord during these times. If we ever needed to focus on the Lord before, we need to do it right now.
Yes. And you're so right, PD. These are some trying times, but what we know, and this is where our assurance comes from, is that God has never been defeated.
Yeah. Amen.
And when we are living a life that reflects that he's never been defeated, then we become the ministers of reconciliation that my wife kind of referred to when she was sharing. And we really have the ability, even during this time of COVID, to be able to reconcile those who are lost back into the household of faith. And tonight, whatever it is, you guys get to be the ones to usher in the presence of God in any way that you you are led. But I just wanted to give you an opportunity just for a moment to just kind of share who you are, and even for our ladies to be able to just speak to our audience, because, you know, a lot of times we kind of shut down the young people, but they have things that they want to say as well. So the floor is yours, guys, in whatever way you feel led to share.
Thank you. I think we'll start with a way that we know best is through a song. How about that?
Amen. Amen. All right.
I'm going to slip over to the piano here. Hopefully you can hear it. I'm going to try to turn it up. I'm going to ask my family to kind of come around here a little bit, and so you guys can hear them. It's a song called Build My Life. We just want to just take a time and just worship the Lord. This evening.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever breathe.
Holy, there is no one like heart and made me. In your love, goes around me. Holy, there is no one like you. There is no beside you. Open up my eyes and wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me. In your love to those around me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. You know, that made me miss I think the last time that I was there from a musical perspective, the three of us, that would be you, PD and Jay and myself, we were preparing to do praise and worship for Colonial Baptist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And I remember people just being huddled up at the house and we went through rehearsal. Oh my gosh. I missed you guys. We missed you.
Oh, we miss you all too. So much. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So you know what? We might as well just get right to it. You know, just for our audience who's listening, we're not really doing a message per se today, but we just wanted to be able to share, you know, especially during this time of COVID, you guys, and I need to say this up front, and then I promise I'll shut up and let you speak. You know, Myra and I have been, you know, looking at you guys from afar, and we're just so impressed with just the way your family has been dealing with the pandemic and the precautions that you've taken. The fact that, you know, Jay, you've had to homeschool girls and creating a whole nother environment. In fact, and not to steal your thunder, but you, Jay, especially having to get familiar with technology like what we're doing right now.
Yes.
And get comfortable in this new environment. So I'm going to let you guys do what you do and just share it, just talk about it with our audience. And just how have you guys been navigating through all of this? And anything that you want to share as words of encouragement for our audience, because we need it.
Absolutely. So yeah, we can. Why don't we start with technology? I know there are a lot of challenges through this time, but for me personally, the technology piece has been just off the charts. Like, I never thought that I would be in a situation where pretty much everything that I have to do is solely dependent on computer and technology. It's definitely something. I mean, I've used computers throughout the years, but I wouldn't say I was a person who was dependent upon computers. And as much as I could, I would actually avoid that. And of course, now we're at a point where it's unavoidable. So how that has played out for me. So I'm a stay-at-home mom. I homeschool my two daughters. Aisha is coming back, but Kyla's in the sixth grade this year, and Aisha's third grade. And I've homeschooled them since the very beginning. For us, in homeschooling, that essentially hasn't really changed a whole lot, except that we're actually just home a lot more, which is oddly enough something that people think about homeschoolers. They think, well, you're homeschooled, so that means you just stay home all the time. There may be some people who do that, but we are not really homeschoolers who stay home. We take a lot of field trips, and we made regular visits to the library and, visiting friends and family to do different activities together. So that has definitely been a huge adjustment for us. But something that has been a blessing is that we have been just home more. And so for the lessons that I do with the girls, I've been able to just take a more leisurely approach to like reading. We've been reading huge passages in our history and our Bible and science, just been able to pour in deeper. Also been doing some inductive Bible studies with the girls, which is a wonderful tool, but it's time consuming. And so we've been able to dig in at a deeper level. And we've found all of those things to be honestly very refreshing for us in our homeschool. I don't know if either of the girls would like to speak on what you have experienced during this homeschool year. Eva?
Well, it's definitely one of the best years we've had. We've been able to focus in on our work a little more. We've been able to spend some family time, and I don't know, it's just been better because, well, we can spend more time together.
What about you, Isha? So I didn't even realize that Kyla thought it was our best year ever. I think for us, we have always been dedicated to homeschooling our kids, but it's been a busy journey, and being active in ministry and also just work and things, it can be hard to just really relax and enjoy each other as a family. So I think that's something that we've definitely been able to do during COVID. And so that's been wonderful. The other technology aspect is when I am not homeschooling, I also have, I have 10 students this year that I am teaching private piano lessons to. All of those students, I was physically going to their homes in the evenings after homeschooling about 3 days a week. And that was something that was really fun for us. Most of my students have siblings and pets, and my kids loved going to the houses and playing with the kids and everything. It was something we really looked forward to. And honestly, when COVID first hit, I was like, well, it's been a great run, and that was great while it lasted. But I am not interested in doing a business from home on the computer. Like, that is just never been something that I desired or felt like I was able to do. It was honestly Paul who encouraged me to really pursue that. And I will say that I definitely went kind of kicking and screaming. But God was just so faithful. And my husband was super encouraging. Kyla and Aisha were very encouraging and just so supportive. And my students and their parents were just very patient and willing to go on this wild adventure with me. So to God be the glory, I've been able to transfer all 10 of my students to online, and we have continued to grow and flourish in our musical studies through this time of COVID, which has been musically beneficial for my students, but also just mentally and emotionally, I find that they have been able to just stay connected to something positive during this time where people are, you know, worried and just really weighted down with a lot of things. It's given them something constructive to do and has helped them even in their other academic studies. So I'm just so grateful that even in the midst of the struggle, God knows how to push us and kind of get us in place to experience even more of his favor and more of his blessings.
Amen, amen, amen. If we could share for a moment, I think it's safe for the audience to know that you guys blessed us, but particularly me, with a certain instrument that's now in my home.
Yeah.
And it's been through that wonderful gift that you have given us. It's grandmother's piano, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As PD had said to me, I think in a text message or something,
yes.
You're sure getting that piano sure getting a workout down. Yes. I don't think that I have played an instrument every day like this for a long time.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and so it's definitely COVID that kind of spurred all that. And just so you guys understand too, that one of the reasons why we are even doing this is because we got back from Guatemala in March of this year with the intent of being able to go back to Guatemala in June. And of course, that's when everything started to hit. And we realized that, wow, we're not going to see Guatemala for a while. And at that time, you know, there really wasn't any access to go to church. And it just seemed to be an online need to have services, to teach the word, to you know, just encourage people. And that's really the reason why we're even doing this, and we've grown to just fall in love with this format. But I had never thought about doing this, and I don't think you would be the right thing. So, you know, when we're talking about navigating this new environment, this new kind of existence, we've been encouraged by looking at you guys and the creative ways that you are handling everything. And so, Paul, you've been kind of quiet during all this, but what has it meant for you? You know, you're the leader of the family, and you know the decisions that are made. I know that you're going to the Lord with them. How has it been for you personally?
Quite overwhelming at first. I think like everybody, you know, just the challenge of just everyday life, going to the grocery store was a challenge, you know, trying to get enough food in the house. And for me, when I think about this time, I think of the word pivot, because it's like I had to kind of change up the way I was approaching certain things. So like, for instance, I used to have to go to the office a lot more. So now I have to work from home, which is a blessing in some regards, but it also has its challenges. But God's been faithful. But I guess during this whole time, I've just had to really, I've had to do a lot of just self-reflection and times where when I was getting stressed, I just had to really just refocus. And, you know, the Lord started to remind me about what was really important. One thing that a truth that I've had to hold on to during this time is that even though things are changing rapidly in our country all around, and even though there's a lot of chaos, one thing that doesn't change is if we're a believer, our relationship with God is always going to be solid. It's that rock, you know?
Amen.
And so he's our foundation, you know, he's our anchor. And so I think a lot of times, especially folks in our generation, we hear older folks talk about Jesus being their anchor and being their rock, but it's not until you actually go through a tumultuous time of storm that those sayings become more than just a metaphor.
Yeah.
They are things that you see being lived out, and those they're things that become real to you at that point. And so I've definitely had to rely on a lot of prayer. I would be lying if I said, you know, I didn't feel weak at times emotionally or getting overwhelmed with everything that I've seen, especially as an African-American male in the midst of all of this, you know, all the racial tension and the different things that were going on, you know, when you talk about the unrest and the protests and things like that, and just trying to keep everything like in perspective, but also not wanting to be desensitized. But at the same time, wanting to remain focused on the Lord, you know, so it's definitely been a bit of a challenge, just mentally, and also, like I said, just some of the things that you may have taken for granted, like getting together with other believers, you know, face to face. We just started being able to go back to church, you know, face to face recently, and so just missing that fellowship. And stuff like that, that's been a bit of a challenge. But God is definitely been faithful in bringing us through all of those things. And when you think about ministry, like what you're doing right now, just having a different approach, you know, just online. So this is not like the first online thing that we've had to do, you know, during COVID. You know, we've done some other things online ministry wise. And, you know, I think in that regard, I think God has been kind of pushing, you know, the saints to think outside the box.
Yeah.
You know, I think we got a little comfortable, you know, just doing ministry like the same old way and you know, not really wanting to explore, you know, different avenues, especially with technology and things like that. And so I think it's important for us as believers to be able to pivot and to adjust, you know, our approach. And so with ministry, God has been opening up opportunities for me to do some things like this and other things online. And even now I'm going through a process with the ministry to try to do some other things online where I'll be able to share Christ even overseas with some folks. So that's exciting. But, you know, God, you know, has been really showing himself strong. You know, in my life, he's been holding me up. Like you say, being a leader in a household, sometimes it can be kind of tough just shouldering that load. But the good thing to know is that we don't have to shoulder loads by ourselves. You know, God is the one that's holding us up. And we're all going to be frail. We're all going to have cracks. We're all going to have weaknesses. Nobody's perfect. Our family is not perfect. We have struggles, same struggles that others have. But, you know, God is the one that is able to fill in the gaps, so to speak.
Yeah.
Where we fall short in any area, you know, God is able to come in and he's able to give us that wisdom. He's able to provide us with that conviction when we sin and mess up in areas where we need to improve. And so, you know, we just thank the Lord, you know, through all of it, just upholding us, and, you know, emotionally, mentally, and even physically, and during all of this. So we just give God the praise.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Again, guys. It has been incredible. We've had an opportunity to experience you guys on social media as Jay has been posting up a storm.
So we've gotten everything from the music ministry to some of the field trips that we've been able to experience with you guys virtually and things of that nature. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you guys on, other than the fact that, of course, you are our dear friends. But, you know, so many people have been just totally discouraged by the pandemic, and not to say that we should not have concerns, but it's operating in such a fear that in many cases it is almost stifled, folks. And there's a undercurrent of panic that is so refreshing. So when we see you guys navigating through all of that, and like you said, you know, every family has problems. R and I, we have problems, but it's how you handle those problems, how you project, you know, Christ during challenging periods that really fortifies and cements the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because everything is not what we verbally say, it's how we present. And, you know, the saying is that we could be the only Christ that people out there will ever see. And so if we can show, and basically really not we, but if you guys are showing that there's joy, there can be hope, even in the midst of the pandemic. And that's really exciting. Again, that's why we really wanted to have you on. So as we get ready to wrap up things here, I just want you guys for a moment to share with our audience. Okay, you talked about yourself and how you've been, you know, restructuring your lives and all of that. But now, what would you tell someone out there that, you know, is really struggling? What should they do? You know, how should they approach all of this in a way that would fortify their faith in Christ?
So obviously, you know, people, they look for, you know, formulas or they, you know, a lot of times as humans, we want to know, you know, just give me a 5 or 10 step process where I can just check the boxes and then, you know, I'm good, you know? And, you know, there's so many dynamics within each family and each person's like personality and stuff. So I really try to encourage people, yes, you know, have people that you look up to in your life or, that are pouring into you, but honestly, everyone can have the joy and the confidence that we have in Christ, because he distributes his grace and his mercies, which are brand new every single morning. He distributes all of that evenly to his children. And I just want to read this passage. It's one of my favorite psalms from Psalms 46. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. And when all of this first started with the pandemic, you know, there was just this overwhelming feeling of this world is not safe. If we go outside, it's not really safe. If we go to a store, you know, or if we are walking past a person, there was just this feeling of we're not in a safe place. And it was just such an encouragement for God to remind me that he is our refuge. We can still go to him and be safe, just like we did before all of this happened, and none of this took him by surprise. But not only is he our refuge, but he's our strength. In those times where we felt weak, and there were many times where we were just trying to figure out what to do, and just even just having that momentum and morale, it's difficult when you have all these different things going on. But he's our refuge and our strength, and he's a very present help. So I would say to anyone, you know, people say we're all in this together, and we are, but at the end of the day, if you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter who you are together with. You will be alone, because none of us in our human strength can handle any of this. It is so overwhelming, at a level that is just unimaginable. But God, he is our refuge. He's our strength, and he is a very present help. So he's able to help, and he's always present. He's like right here with us. And for me, that has just been an amazing comfort. And it's been a passage that has come to life to me in just a brand new way, at a time where I can't always be, you know, with my mom or my sister or, you know, my friends outside of my family, who I might normally, you know, pray with or hang out with or just draw encouragement from. But God is like, you know what? I'm still here. You don't have to socially distance from me. And that's just been amazing.
Amen. 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 Yes. Kyla Joy, anything else you want to say as we're getting ready to wrap things up?
Not really.
Well, let me say something to you. Because, you know, I really miss opportunity to hang out with you and Isha and get to play and all those kind of things. But let me tell you something. We've been watching you grow up, and we are so, so proud of everything that you're doing. And you have to understand it from our perspective. I mean, we can literally say that we saw you very early in your life, and to see you now just blossom into a young woman has been incredible. So, my dear, just continue to listen to your parents, to walk in the statues of God, and your life will always be wonderful. And since each of us popped in, the same for you, my dear, that, you know, we're just watching you all the time, and it is so exciting to see you grow up, so exciting to see you becoming a young musician. Oh my gosh, and you guys are dancing. Don't think that Uncle Mac and Aunt Iris aren't watching. We see everything, and we love it, and it is so exciting. And you know that God is always at the top when it comes to anybody's family, but we also know that great parenting also has to be in place. So to you, ED, to you, Jay, amazing job. I know that, like Denise said, I know that there's always something going on. Trust me, we know. But in the midst of everything, you guys have done a wonderful job. And with that said, PD, I'm going to give it to you to kind of close things out in any way that you're led.
Yeah, I just want to jump in. You know, you mentioned about speaking to the people that might be going through right now. And what I would want to encourage somebody to do is if they feel like they're going through, you know, a period of depression, or if they feel like they're totally overwhelmed, You know, if they are just, you know, looking at the news and just seeing what's going on in our country, and they are just completely just taken aback by everything that's going on. They may even be dealing with COVID, you know, in their family. They may have even lost a loved one, you know, due to COVID and things like that. I want you to know that please reach out to someone. Don't feel like that you have to go through this alone. Please find, you know, a body of believers that you can connect with. Sometimes you have to be like even more proactive right now during this time. You know, there may be a men's group or a women's group or a local church that may be doing some things online or whatever. But do not go through this alone. Don't suffer in silence. Make your needs known and just reach out. And just know that this is not the end. God sees you and he loves you and he cares about you. So that's what I wanted to just end with that. And so, you know, if you want, Mac, I can even end out in a word of prayer, but I don't know if you wanted to do that or.
No, the floor is yours, my friend. Take it away.
Thank you, Father God, for just allowing us to have this time, Lord, where we can just speak to the people. Hopefully, Father, something is said tonight, Lord, could encourage somebody. Lord, we know that somebody is out there, Lord, feeling like they're on the edge. Somebody may be suicidal tonight, Father God. Somebody may be depressed, Father. Somebody may have lost a loved one due to COVID, Lord. Somebody may be enraged, Lord, by just all of the things that they see and hear going on in our society and on the news, Lord. But Lord, tonight we just pray, Lord, that you would just touch them, Father God, with the power of your Holy Spirit, Father. I pray you would surround them with the right people, Lord. Send someone to them to speak into their lives, Father, so that they don't have to go through this alone, Father God. Help it to be more than just a notion, Lord, that we're all in this together, God. Help us, Lord, to be able to encourage one another and just uplift each other, Father God, during this time. Thank you for Mac and Myra, Lord, having this online ministry. God, we pray you'll bless them and their household. Anything that they may be going through, God, we pray you will lift them up. Thank you for their encouragement tonight. And I pray that they would continue to be able to move forward and encourage other people. Just expand their territory, expand, Lord, their ministry here in the States and in Guatemala and wherever else you would have them to go. And we just give you praise tonight. And it's in the name of Jesus we all say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Look, guys, it has been great. We'll have to do it again. you guys, it's really been a blessing to the body of believers. And I think anything you need to say, my dear.
I miss you guys.
I miss you too.
Really nice. So you all take care. Looking forward to seeing you all one day and give you a hug again.
Amen. Amen. So on behalf of our Adoration family and anyone else who will listen later, we thank you. Paul, Jamila, Kyla, Aisha, thank you so much for all that you shared today. And we know that now that those words have gone forth, we know that nothing that is done for the kingdom ever comes back void. So we're excited about what this will do for the body of believers. You guys have a wonderfully blessed evening, and we will see you soon, whether it's virtual or in person. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.